What to do next is the big question, and the answer is layered by individual circumstances, but also by the delay in getting info from the government.
When can they apply? How much is it going to cost? All these sorts of questions are abounding right now because the details are very few.
Jonathan Ryan, Executive Director of the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services in San Antonio, worked with Spanish-language TV stations for 3 days of telethons, starting the evening of the president's November 20th speech. Since then, Ryan has added community workshops. He estimates Raices has spoken with 3,000 undocumented residents so far.
What we do more than anything is we just clarify what the president announced. Because at this point, nobody can give specific immigration advice to anybody about whether they're eligible because we don't have the specific instructions, the specific points of eligibility. We just know the broad strokes at this point. The government has 3 to 6 months during which it's going to fill in the detail.
Catholic Television of San Antonio is starting a monthly call-in program in January, underwritten in part by the Texas Bar Foundation. CTSA's J. Antonio Fernandez says many residents just want someone they can trust.
Well, San Antonio, how do I get a visa to work? Can I go back to Mexico if I am here working legally? Do I have to pay taxes if I get this thing? So things like that. Very simple questions, but people are sometimes, I think, afraid to go to, lawyers, or they feel like maybe coming to Catholic Charities because they think we are the church, that they feel safe here and no one is going to deport them.
Law schools are helping too. Adrian Meneses is the supervising attorney of the Immigration and Human Rights Clinic at St. Mary's University, which is advising clients on paperwork they'll need to document 5 years of residence. That includes tax returns. Meneses says contrary to the popular rhetoric that says undocumented immigrants don't pull their weight, most of them are paying income tax.
There are millions of people that dutifully pay their income taxes every year with ITIN numbers. In fact, I would say that the majority of our DACA applicants here in San Antonio bring in, as part of the evidence that they've been here for the required amount of time, bring in the tax returns on which they're listed, usually on their parents' tax returns, or for the older applicants, their own tax returns. In fact, it's somewhat unusual when we come across an applicant who doesn't have an ITIN.
Raices spokesman Mohammed Abdullahi says undocumented residents are not usually discovered and deported as a result of having a relationship with the Internal Revenue Service.
Like in the past, sort of what we've told folks for deferred action and stuff, the IRS really doesn't care about your legal status. They just want to make sure they get their tax money.
According to the most recent information from the White House, immigrants protected under the president's executive order will become eligible for Social Security after 10 years of contributions. But the money already paid into the system under phony Social Security numbers will not be returned to them. They will not be eligible for other federal benefits such as welfare, food stamps, Medicaid, or benefits under the Affordable Care Act. Jonathan Ryan says applicants have a lot of work ahead of them for the next several months.
They're going to have to go to their consulates potentially to seek passports or national IDs. People are going to have to start now to prove their physical presence because in both groups, they have to have been physically present in this country since January 1st of 2010.
In the meantime, residents have to watch out for fraud, people who would promise them a quick application process, or who promise to remove a DWI or other offense that would disqualify them. Current estimates are that more than 4.5 million people could be eligible for protection from deportation. For Fronteras, I'm Eileen Pace in San Antonio.